We're going to start the second last line on Daf Chav Gimel Omud Beis. Says the Mishnah, we're going back now to Kriyas HaTorah. HaKoyra BaTorah, somebody's reading the Torah, B'tzibur lo yivchois mishloisha psukim, he's not allowed to read less than three psukim, v'lo yikro lemeturgamon yoitha mipasuk echod. The meturgamon who used to translate and explain the psukim should do so between each posuk. The Baal Koyra should stop after every single posuk to allow the meturgamon to explain. If the Baal Koyra is going to read more than one pasuk, by the time the Meturgamon has to translate and explain the psukim, he may have forgotten exactly what was said, and he'll make a mistake. Ubanovi, when reading the Avtaira, Shleisha, the person reading the Avtaira can read three psukim before stopping to allow the Meturgamon to translate. Since in the Novi, it's not teaching us halachas, and not telling us what to do, and therefore the consequences of the Meturgamon making a slight mistake are less severe, and we're not cheshesh. However, hoyu shloshtom sholosh parashiyos, if the three psukim were in three separate parashiyos, kairin echod echod, then the Baal Koyra who's reading the Haftarah reads one pasuk, lets the Meturgamon translate it, and then another one, and then another one. Since each pasuk is an inyan bifnei atzmoi. Since it's an inyan bifnei atzmoi, there's a bigger chance and risk that he's going to make a mistake if he has to translate three at once. Continues the Mishnah, Medalgin Benovi, the person reading the Haftarah can jump from one parasha to the next, and the Haftarah doesn't have to be a single sequence. Ve'ein Medalgin Batarah, however, with Kriyas HaTorah, we don't jump. Says the Mishnah, Ve'ad Kamo Hu Medalig, how much is the person reading the Novi allowed to jump from one parasha to the next? Ad Kedei Shelo Yivsei Kamaturgamon. As long as by the time the Meturgamon has finished translating the psukim you've read, you've already found the place of the next perek that you want to be reading, it's okay. Says the Gemara, Hani Shloisha Psukim Keneged Mi. When the Chachomim said that anyone who reads in the Chumash has to read at least three psukim at a time, what was that representing? Omer Abasi Keneged Torah Neviim Uksuvim. Tanakh is split into three parts, and they all stem from Torah, and therefore, whenever one lands in the Torah, one's got to have at least three psukim. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah, V'lo yikro l'maturgamon yoysem ripoch suk echod, ubanovi shloisha psukim. V'im hoyu shloshtam, sholosh parashiyos, kaira echod echod. Now the Gemara is going to bring us an example where do we find three psukim, one after the next, that each one is a new inyan. Kegoin, in Yeshaya Perek Nun Beis, in Psukim Gimel Dalad and Hay, we say them in the Haftaira of Parashas Shoiftim, Ki Choy Omar Hashem, Chinom Nimkartem V'loi Bechesev Tigo'elu. That's one posuk. You were sold to the custom and taken into Golus, and you'll only be redeemed from Golus if you do tshuva. The next posuk, Ki choy omar Hashem Elikim, Mitzrayim yorad ami borishoino logrushom v'ashur be'efes ashokoi. When they went to Mitzrayim, it wasn't as if they didn't owe the Mitzrayim anything. When there was a hunger, they came down to Mitzrayim and the Mitzrayim fed them. But Ashur captured Klal Yisrael for no reason. And the third pasuk, Va'ato mali poi nu'um Hashem, ki lukach ami chinom moishlov yehililu nu'um Hashem, v'somid kol hayom shmi menoyotz. Hashem says, why should I wait so long? Since there's no reason that Klal Yisrael should stay in Golus there, they don't owe them anything. Ashur never gave Klal Yisrael anything, unlike Mitzrayim. And Ashur are just priding themselves with the fact that they captured Klal Yisrael. And therefore Hashem says, I want to take Klal Yisrael out of Ashur as soon as possible. Now the question is that these three psukim, they're not really three parashiyos. The Ritva says that when the Mishnah says three parashiyos, it doesn't mean three parashiyos mamash. It means three different inyonim. In each one, it's as if it's starting a new thing. In each one, it says, in the first pasuk, Kichoy Omar Hashem. The second pasuk, Kichoy Omar Hashem. In the third pasuk, Na'um Hashem. So here's an example where these three psukim, even though they're in Novi, they should be read one at a time, and the Meturgamon should translate each one before the person reading the Novi reads the next pasuk. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah, Medalgin Benovi Ve'ein Medalgin Batira. When reading in the Chumash, you can't skip, but reading the Haftira, it's possible to skip from one place to the next. Ask the Gemara Raminu. This Mishnah seems to contradict another Mishnah in Yomad of Samaches Amud Beis. Over there it says that the Kohen Gadol, Kirei, he would read on Yom Kippur the Seder Avodah, Acharei Mois, and after he reads Acharei Mois, he would roll the Sefer Torah, Ve'ach Ba'osir, Ve'okom Adalik. He's jumping from Acharei Mois till Ach Ba'osir. And it's in the Chumash, and we said that in Medalgin Batera. Answers the Gemara, Omar Abaye Eloi Kashya. Kan b'kdei sheyifseik haturgumon. If the two parashas are so far, they will take longer to roll from where you're up to the new parasha, then it takes the maturgumon to translate the pasuk, and the tzibur will just have to wait in silence, and that's not respectable for the tzibur. V'kan, and regarding the Kohenim Kippur, b'kdei sheyifseik haturgumon. Since the parasha of Acharemois and the parasha of Emor, which is where Ach Ba'Osir is, are close to each other, and therefore the Balkeira will reach the Ach Ba'Osir before the Maturgamon has finished translating. Ask the Gemara, that can't be. V'alok Tani, we learnt in the Mishnah, Medalgin B'Novi V'ein Medalgin B'Teira, V'ad Kama Hu Medaleg, referring to the Novi, Ad Kadesha Lo Yivsei Kamaturgamon. Michlal, you see from there, the B'Teira, that when it comes to reading, laning in the Teira, in the Chumash, Klal Klal Loi. Even if it's Lo Yivsei Katurgamon, it's also Asa. Elo Marabaya, you're right. It wasn't a good teretz. Lo Yikashi, I've got another teretz. Kan, when we said that the Kohen Gadol can jump from Acharemois to Emoir, B'inyan Echot. It's one continuating inyan, and therefore it's not going to confuse the people who are listening. And also, it's not so far. Kan, when the Mishnah says that by Torah, you're not allowed to jump at all, B'shtei Inyonis is talking about where there's two different inyonim, and the people listening could get confused. A riot to this teretz, V'hotanya, we saw in the Braisa, Medalgin B'Torah B'inyan Echot, U'banovi B'shnei Inyonim. Kan, V'kan, B'kdesh Le'ivsei Katurgumon. You're never allowed to jump enough that the Turgumon will finish translating before you reach your destination. But if it's not that far, then with Novi you can jump, even if it's two Inyonim, and in Torah only if it's the same Inyon. Continues the Gemara, Tanya Idach, in another Braisa we learnt, Ein Medalgin Minovi Le'Novi, for one safer to the next. That's already too much. People will get really confused. For example, from Yeshua to Shoftim, Shoftim to Shmuel. Ubanovi shel shnei masar, the Trei Asar, which includes 12 Sfarim, they're considered one sefer, medaleg. You can jump from one sefer to the next. Ubilvat shelo yedaleg misoif ha-sefer letchidosi. Even if it's very close, you're not allowed to jump backwards. If you read one parasha, you're not allowed to read the parasha that was before the one you've just read. Tesis in Yuma Daf Ayin says that it can't mean literally from the end of Trei Asar to the beginning of Trei Asar, because that would be Asar anyway. It's much more than Kadesh Leifsei Katurgumon. There's a shaila if you're allowed to jump backwards within the same sefer. Says the Mishnah, Hamaftir Benovi, the one that was rogil to read Daf Torah, who Peiris al Shema? He's the one that they were mechabed to be Peiris al Shema, which means that he would say the Kaddish, the Baruch Hu, and the Brachas of Krishna. V'hu over lifnei ateva, he'll be the one that will be honored with being the Shliach Tzibur for Kedusha. V'hu noise as Kapov, and if he's a Kohen, he'll do Birchas Kohanim. V'mhoya Koten, if the one that was commonly reading the Maftir, the Aftira, was a Koten, and he can't be Maitzi the Tzibur with Prisas Shema, Tfila, or Birchas Kohanim, then Oviv or Yiraboy, Ivrin al Yodoy. His father or Rebbe will be given the honor of being Parisin al Shema, being a Shliach Tzibur in his place. Continues the Mishnah, Koton Koirei Batira, a Koten can get an Aliyah and read in the Torah, the Metargem, and a Koten can be the translator. Aval Eino Peiris al Shema, Veino Over Lifnei Ateva. Since Peiris al Shema and Over Lifnei Ateva, he has to be Moitzi, the adults, and a Koten cannot be Moitzi, the Rabbim. Veino Noises Kapov, it's not covered for a Tzibur to get a Brocha from a Koten. Others say that a Koten can't do Birchas Kernim because he can't be Moitzi, the Rabbim. Continues the Mishnah. Poicheach, somebody who's barefoot, not just his feet, but he's not wearing anything all the way up to his hips. Poyer says Shema, he's mechuyev with Shema, so he can be Moitzi the Tzibur. Umetargem, and he can be a Meturgamon. Aval eino kaira batera, it's not covered that he should be a bal kaira. Ve'eino ever lefnei ateva, ve'eino neses kapov, it's a gnai for the Tzibur that somebody in such a matzav should be their shliach. The Rishonim discuss why Peiris es Shema doesn't have this problem. Continues the Mishnah, Suma, a blind person, Peiris es Shema, umetargim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol shaloi ro ma'oirois miyomov, if he was blind from birth, einoi Peiris el Shema. He can't be moitzi and say the brachas of Yetzer ha-ma'oirois if he never enjoyed or benefited from light. Says the Gemara, Maitam, why do we honor the person that was often the Baal Kaira for Haftira, to be the one to be Pairus al Hashma and Laver Lifnei Ateva and Nesias Kapayim? Rav Papa Omer, Mishum Kovid. Since he volunteered to read the Haftira, which is less of a Kovid than reading in the Torah, to make up for that, we give him the Kovid of being Pairus al Shema over Lifnei Ateva and Nesias Kapov. Bichlal, we have to understand why the Mishnah mentions Noise es Kapov. All the Kohanim are Noisim es Kapov. So some say it's taka not a chiddush at all. It just mentions it because we're going to mention Noise es Kapov later on in the Mishnah. Regarding a cotton, so it mentions it here as well. And others say it's talking about a case where some of the Kohanim can't do Noise es Kapov. For example, if the whole minion, if all the people davening in the shul were Kohanim, then the Gemara in Sota Lamed Ches Amud Beis says that some of the Kohanim do the Nesias Kapayim and others answer Amen. And this person, he gets the schus that he can be from those who are doing the Nesias Kapayim. Either way, coming back to the Gemara, Rabbi Bar Simi Omar, Mishum Da'asi Lin Tzuye, since it was common that the Shliach Tzibur got some type of reward, and the Chachomim were choishish that the person who's saying Maftir will complain, why am I not getting a reward? Therefore, we let him be the Shliach Tzibur as well, and we've sorted out that problem. My Binai, what's the difference between Rav Papa's explanation and Rabbi Barasimi's explanation? Ika Binayu Da'ovid Bechinom, in a place where the people who are Shliach Tzibur didn't get a reward, then there's no chashash of an argument. So according to Rabbi Bar Simi, we would not have to give the person who's reading the Haftarah the opportunity of being a Shliach Tzibur. According to Rav Papa, Mishum Kovod will still apply. Now the Gemara is going to ask a question on Rabbi Bar Simi. None, we learned in the Mishnah, Vim hoy o cotton, oviv oy rabbi, oivrim al yodoy, that if the cotton read the Maftir, and he can't be a Shliach Tzibur, then his father or Rebbe do it in his place. If the whole reason why we give the Maftir to also be the Shliach Tzibur is because we're worried about a fight, cotton bar nitzuyehu? Can a cotton bichlal get into a fight with the adults? Elomai, mishum kovet. What are you going to suggest? That it's better according to Rav Papa? According to Rav Papa, the reason that we reward the person who got Maftir with being able to be the Shliach Tzibur is because of kovet. Cotton bar covered too? Does a cotton need that mount of covered? Eloika kveid aviv or kveid rabbi. The fact that this cotton read the Maftir, and Maftir is of a lesser level than the Kriyas HaTorah, so the father and Rebbe of this child deserve to be reimbursed with covered. So the Gemara says, Hachanami, even according to the explanation of Rabbi Barasimi, Ika nitzuye aviv v'nitzuye rabbi. We're choishish that the father or the Rebbe is going to argue and fight for these kibudim that their child, their Talmud, the cotton can't do, and therefore we let the father or Rebbe do them in his place. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah, Poicheach, Poiris al Shema v'chulu. But he's not allowed to read in the Torah. Boy minei ula bar rav me'abaya. Ula bar rav asked Abaya, Koton poicheach ma'u sheikro batira. What's the underlying reason that a poicheach, who's a godel, is not allowed to read in the Torah? Is it because he has an issa to say divrei Torah when the private parts are not covered? In which case a koton, who doesn't have these chiyuvim, he's not mitzuvah, he would be allowed to read in the Torah. Or maybe the reason a godel is not allowed to read in this matzav is because of kovod atzibur. And that would apply even for a cotton. Omar le Abaye said to him, V'tiboy eloch orum. Why are you only asking on a poicheach? Talk about a completely naked person. Can a naked kohen read in the Torah? Orum maitam eloy. Why is it clear to you that if he's naked, he can't read in the Torah? Mishum kovod atzibur. It's not covered. Hachanami, in the case of poicheach, Mishum Kveid Tzibur, and he's not allowed to read in the Torah. The Mefarshim asked that if there's an issue here of saying Dvorim Shebekdusha when the Erva is not covered, why is it mutter for him to be Poiris al Hashema? The Achreinim assume from there that there's no issue of Erva here. And the whole question was, is a cotton mitzvah on Kveid Tzibur? But Rashi does mention that there's an issue of Erva here. Continues the Gemara. We learnt in the Mishnah, Sumo Poiris al Shema v'chulei. Rabbi Huda said that if he's never had anor from Oiris in his life, he can't be Poiris al Shema. Tanya, we learnt in the Braisa, Omru Loi Rabbi Huda, the Chachom said to Rabbi Huda, Harbe Tzofu Lidroish b'merkova, V'lei Roo Oisom Mimem. In the same way as a person can discuss, understand, and perceive concepts that he's never seen with his eyes, why can't a person appreciate what light does and what the sun is giving us, even if he never had the schus of benefiting from the sun? And that's why the Chachomim say that Suma is Peirus al Shema. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, Hasam in the case of Maisa Merkava, but Avantu deliber Talya Milsa. It's not about what you see, it's about what you perceive. V'hokom achavin v'yoda. And as long as he's understanding it right, he doesn't have to have seen it. Hocha, but in the case of the Brocha of the Ma'iru, is Mishum Hanohu. The Brocha was Nitkan for the Hanoh of seeing light. V'holesli Hanoh, Tachlis, he doesn't have Hanoh from it. V'rabonon, the Chachomim hold, Isli Hanoh, even a blind person has Hanor from the lights. K'tobyoisi, the Tanyom Rabyoisi, Kol Yomayoisi Mitztair, Al Mikroze, my whole life I was toiling to try and understand Pshat in this Pasuk. It says in the Teichoch in Pashas Kisavoy, Vayiso Memashesh Batzorayim Kashi Yemashesh O Iver Ba'afelo. V'chima Ichbeslei Le'iver Bein Afelo La'ira. It's talking there about a blind person in the dark. Since when does darkness affect a blind person? Achibo Maisa Le'yodi. I was in a situation that caused me to understand what this means. I was once walking on a very dark night, and I saw a blind person walking with a lantern in his hand. Omar Tiloya said to this blind person, Bni, Avuka Zulamalach, my son, why are you holding this lantern? You can't see anything. Omali told me, Kolzman Shavuka Biyodi, all the while I'm holding a lantern, Bnei Odom Royin Oisi, Umatzilin Oisi Minapchosim, other people can see me, and they can save me from falling into pits, Uminakitzim Uminabarkonim, and thorns. From there I understood that even a blind person has advantage of the light, that other people will see him and make sure he doesn't get into trouble. Says the Mishnah, we're now going to discuss which Kohanim are not allowed to do Birchas Kohanim in fear that there'll be something that's going to attract somebody from the Tzibur to look at their hands, which is Asa. Kohen Sheyesh B'yodov Mumin. A Kohen who has a blemish, some disform on his hands, Lo Yiso Es Kapov. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Mi Shehoyu Yodov Tzvois Sotim. A Kohen whose hands are coloured red, or Tcheles, Lo Yiso Es Kapov. It will cause people to look at his hands. And since the Shechina resides on the hands of the Kohen at the time of Birchas Kohanim, it's also to look at their hands. Says the Gemara, Tona we learnt in a Braisa, Mumin Sheomru, Bifonov, Yodov, Viraglov. These blemishes, these Mumin that we saw in the Mishnah, that will stop a Kohen from being able to do Birchas Kohanim, apply either if these Mumin are in his face, or on his hands, or on his feet. Even though the Issa is just to look at the hands, but if you get attracted to their face or their feet, the person will be drawn to look at his hands as well. Which other mumin pasal a kohen from being able to do berchas kohenim? Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Yodov boyakonius. If he's spotted with white spots, lo yiso es kapov. Tanya namihachi. Yodov boyakonius, lo yiso es kapov. Akumois, akushois. If his hands have some other deformation, they're bent over, or they're bent to the side, lo yiso es kapov. Omer Vasi, Chayfoni uveishoni, the Kohanim from Haifa, or the Kohanim from a place called Beis Sha'an, lo yiso es kapov, they have a type of stutter, and they can't pronounce the words properly. Tanin amihochi, as we saw in the Braisa, ein meiridin lifnei ha-teiva, lo anche Beis Sha'an, v'lo anche Beis Chayfa. V'lo anche tiv oinin, v'pnei shekeirin alfin einin, ula einin alfin. Because from these places they don't differentiate and they confuse the Aleph and the Ayin, it's a pegam in the Tefillah and they are not allowed to be a Shliach Tzibur. Omele Rav Chiya l'Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe, Ilmole Ato Levi, if you would have been a Levi, Pasul Ato Min HaDuchon, you would not be allowed to sing in the Beis HaMikdash. There was a special platform called the Duchon where the Leviim would sing, Mishum De'ovei Koloch, because your voice is not fine, is not smooth enough. Also, Omar Leila Avua, Reb Shimon said to his father, Rebbe, this halach that he heard just now from Reb Chia. Omar Leila, Rebbe said to Reb Shimon, Zil Eimele, go and tell Reb Chia that you, Reb Chia, you read the ches like a hey. Kasha'ata magia, eitzel, v'chikisi l'ashem. The posuk in Yeshaya that says v'chikisi l'ashem, it sounds like you say v'hikisi l'ashem. Does it not sound as if you are being mechari for megadif Hashem by saying v'hikisi, which means to hit? The Chasam Sofer discusses why was it important for Reb Chiya to tell Reb Shimon what would have been had he been a Levi, and what was Rebbe trying to answer back regarding Reb Chiya. The Chasam Sofer in Nida Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis explains that since the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Lamud Vav Amud Beis that a mum that passels by Kohanim and Leviim also passels for Sanhedrin, There was a discussion here who was allowed to be a Nasi and who wasn't. So Reb Chiya said to Reb Shimon that he's not Roi Lohi Ra, and Rebbe answered back to Reb Shimon that Reb Huna would also not be Mota Lohi Ra, and since Reb Huna is Roi to be a Nasi, Kol Shekein, that Reb Shimon is allowed to be a Nasi. You can have a look there for more details. Continues the Gemara. Omar Reb Huna, Zav Legon, somebody who has teary eyes, Lo Yiso Es Kapov. Since people will look at him. Ask the Gemara, V'ho'ahu dehavu b'shivivusei d'Rav Huna. There was a Kohen who was teary-eyed, who lived in the neighborhood of Rav Huna, v'havu paris yodei, and he used to do birchas kohenim, and Rav Huna didn't stop him. Answers the Gemara, Hahu dosh b'iroi hava. It was a Kohen that everybody was familiar with, and therefore they didn't used to look at him anymore, it didn't draw their attention. Continues the Gemara, Omer B'Yechanon. Suma ba'achas me'enov, a kohen who's blind in one eye, lo yiso es kapov. Ask the Gemara, Ahahu, there was a blind person, dehava b'shivavusei d'Rabbi Yechanon, dehava poris yodei, and Rabbi Yechanon didn't stop him. Answers the Gemara, Hahu dosh b'iroi hava. People were used to seeing him around, and they were no longer attracted and drawn to look at him. Tanyana mihachi, suma ba'achas me'enov, lo yiso es kapov, vim hoya dosh b'iroi, mutar. Continues the Gemara. We learnt in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, misha hoyu yodov tzvuois, lo yiso es kapov. Says the Gemara, Tanu we saw in a braisa, im roiv anshe ha'ir, melachton bekach, if most of the people are painters, and the hands are painted and spotted, and therefore there's nothing unusual about it, mutar, he's allowed to do birchas kohanim. Since they're used to it, they're not going to look at his hands. Says the Mishnah. This Mishnah is going to discuss what type of customs give us reason to believe that the person practicing them may be a kofer, a min. Ha'omer eini over lifnei ateva b'tzvuin, af b'levonim lo yavir. If somebody says, I'm not being a shliach tzibur wearing coloured clothes, we don't let him wear the white clothes either. B'sandal eini oivir, if somebody says, I'm not going to be a shliach tzibur while I'm wearing a certain sandal, a certain shoe, af yochiv lo yavir, even when he's not wearing a sandal, he's not allowed to be a shliach tzibur. Ha'oise tfilosoi agula, somebody who makes his tefillin rounded, sakona. It's dangerous for him to wear them. If he's going to get a bang while there's tefillin on his head, it may damage that sensitive part of his head. V'ein bo mitzvah. And he's not yoitza mitzvah anochas tefillin with such tefillin, since halacha l'moshe m'sinai, tefillin have to be flat and square. Nosno al mitzchoi, oy al pas yodoi. If somebody wears tefillin on his forehead, not on the top of his head, parallel to the space between his eyes, but he puts it literally on his forehead, or he puts it on his hand, Hareza derech haminus. That's similar to the kofrim who, they read the pasuk uksharatem laois al yodecha, v'hoyu l'toytefois bein einecha. They thought, or they assumed, it means bein einecha on the forehead and al yodecha in the hand, in the palms. Contrary to the drasha of the chachamim in Menachos Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, the bein einecha means on the top of the head, and al yodecha means on the part of the arm which is parallel to where the heart is. Tzipon zov, if somebody painted and coated the tefillin in gold, but nosna al beis unkli shaloi, or he wears his tefillin on top of his sleeve, hareze derech hachitzonim. He's going contrary to the drasha of Chazal in Shabbos Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis that tefillin have to be made from a kosher animal. Gold does not fit that. And they're going contrary to the drasha of Chazal in Menachos Lamed Zayin Amud Beis that say that the tefillin shalyad have to be an ois just for you. Others shouldn't see it. And if you wear it outside on the top of your sleeve and everybody can see it, that's not the way Chazal wanted them to be worn. That's how Rashi explains this Mishnah. There's a discussion in the Rishonim why there's no issue with chatzitza. And the whole discussion is just, is it hidden from people or is it revealed to everyone? Says the Gemara, Maitam, what's the reason that if somebody says he's not going in front of the Amud to be a shliach tzibur with coloured clothes or with sandals, sandalim, he's not allowed to be a shliach tzibur bichlal? Says the Gemara, Chayshinon Shema Minus Nizrokoboy. It was common for the heretics, for the minim, to be makbid for these things. In the Ksav Yad of Rashi it says, Hakoimarim Talmide Yeshu Hanoitzri Makbidim Bekach. Continues the Gemara, we saw in the Mishnah, Ha'oiset Filose Agula Sakono Ve'in Bo Mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, Leima Tnino Lahadu Tonu Rabbonon. Is this exactly the same halach as we saw in the Braisa, Tfilin Murubois, Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? V'Omar Rava explained the Braisa, B'Tifron, the stitches have to be completely square. If they're not completely square, the stitches may pull the tefillin out of their squareness. And the diagonals between the corners of the stitches have to be exactly the right angles appropriate for an exact square. And our Mishnah that says that round tefillin apostle ein bo mitzvah, it seems that it's exactly the same halacha as the Braisa. Omer of Papa, that no. Masnisin de avido ki amguza. As far as our Mishnah is concerned, it's also to have tefillin that are bulging like a nut, because it can go into the head, chas v'shalom, via sakona. But if it was flat but rounded, an oval-shaped base but not with a curve facing down, we may have thought that that's okay. So the Braisa says, no, it has to be completely and exactly square.